Welcome to 30-ish. Now, we have all come to that point in our lives where we really want to find that special someone. So we've invited dating coach Aaron Tillman to give you some tips on how you can find that special someone. But first, let's get to the ish.
Let's get to it.
All right, guys, something I've been wondering about lately, and I want to know if you guys have seen this. I feel that men have really changed in this day and age. Like, there's not that common courtesy anymore of opening the doors or just, you know, those little things that girls like. And I don't know if that's due to the feminism movement and us having more girl power.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I'm all about that.
No,
I
agree.
But I do like men opening the doors for me sometimes. They're just treating me like a lady. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I do believe it is the feminist movement. I think men... I think have come to the sort of like, do I open the door? Do I do this? Like, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to. Am I offending? So I think there's that big question mark right now. Fortunately, I am married to somebody he's super traditional. And so when I met him, he opened doors. He stands on the like outside of the sidewalk even. Like, he won't let me stand on the outside of the sidewalk.
Well,
like, but he was raised
so
that way.
Beautiful.
His dad is like, I mean, if a woman comes to the table, he stands up. Like, he always pulls out the chair for my mother-in-law, helps her, takes her. Like, he's super, super. So I, like, can't complain.
Well, I mean, being from the South, like, my parents raised me a certain way, and it was to be polite to others. And I still open the door, you know, for everyone,
for
actually.
Everyone, yeah.
And people actually find it very surprising. Like, I'll hold the door open for someone, and they're like, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I don't like is when... Like, there's a rule, is like, if I hold the door open for you, you hold the door open for
somebody else.
And I hate when I end up standing there
being like
so I'm standing there like, oh, okay.
The whole restaurant's coming through.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, come on in. Apparently, I am the greeter. Welcome to Target.
Yeah.
Right.
Welcome.
Yeah, no, that's not courtesy. But I will say this, is I fortunately have met and dated and, you know, have friends that are very traditional. So they open the door for me. They pull my chair out. They walk on the outside of the sidewalk. That's a very Chicago thing. Yes,
that's a Midwest thing.
Yeah,
maybe.
It is a Midwest thing.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's
not
cool.
An LA
it's cool
thing,
that the
right?
guys. And I'll say this: if it doesn't happen, I will put them on the outside of the sidewalk, and I will wait for them to open my door.
Let them know.
You know, if it's like that. I mean, sometimes you're just trying to get where you're going, and you just open the door and get in the car.
Right.
You know. Like, sometimes it's not even that serious. But if it's like a date and someone does open the door for you or pull the chair out, like, I will give him the moment. I'll just stand by the door and wait for him to open it. Like,
you better get that door.
Or thank you for being a gentleman.
Steven, are you still polite to all your lady friends?
Absolutely. But I think it's because, like, you were raised in the South. So was I. I'm a Florida boy. So I do think it's partly to do with where you're raised and how you're raised. And, like, the South is known for having gentlemen, Southern gentlemen, and, like, manners and chivalry and all that stuff. Mm. But that's no excuse. I think it should be a worldwide
It should be
thing.
Universal.
I blame some of the women, though, too, because, first of all, y'all women out there, please listen up. While y'all act like y'all don't need a man, guess what? Newsflash, you do. And stop acting like you don't. The biggest lie that's been told right now is that women don't need men. It's ridiculous. And it's like, yes, Beyonce, we hear you. We love you, girl. Yes, girl power. Yes, we can make our own money and do all these things on our own. But we need men. Like, y'all are here for a reason.
Y'all do. You know why? Because there are some things that y'all wear, like dresses and skirts and stuff, and y'all need, your hands
can't reach
all the way back there by yourself.
Right, we need somebody to put them dresses up.
Yeah.
No, but I do believe, I agree with you, and I love that
overall,
you said that, because I think we need each other in this. And I think applaud each other for, you know, the different aspects. And I totally agree with you, Tony. I think if more people, just people in general, held doors.
Yeah, not just men. Don't just hold. Yeah. Don't put it on us. Y'all got to be respectful, too.
It's a people thing.
Everybody just needs to be courteous.
I might catch a little shade for saying this from some
of the
panelists.
You about to say, though?
I don't think that we need each other. I think that when two people don't need each other, but they run their lives parallel to one another, I feel like that's the best success for a successful relationship.
I think you're talking about relationships.
Complementing one another, even if you're out with friends.
I think men have a purpose and women have a purpose, though.
It's just doing that nice thing, not because, like, she can't do it. It's
right,
because
exactly.
I want to do it.
Well, that's not that I don't feel like I, like, because I've been with my husband, I feel like we need each other in the sense that we're partners in life. Just and so we feel like we lean on each other for these different things. Yeah. If, like, you know, something happened, do I think I could make it on my own? Of course I do. And I do I think he could? I know he totally could because he's mm-hmm. Mr. Independent. But and when we met, we were both independent. So I think it's just you become teammates. You really do.
Yeah. So part of our DNA, like as a man, like I want certain things from a woman. I want mm-hmm. certain things. That's just and that's the same thing for women. They want things that a man brings to the
table. Just as long as you don't want her barefoot and pregnant.
But we, first of all, to be clear, we love and respect men. I love and respect all of you guys.
Me too.
Thank you. You are a blessing to this world, honey. And women, we are a blessing to the world as well. We're superheroes. But I think need was just, you know, used in a way like, you know what? We need you guys. We are independent. We're strong. We're smart. We can do all these things. But, I mean, there is a lady gentleness to us that needs a man. Yeah. And I'm okay with saying that, which a lot of women aren't and whatever, but guess what? I will be married and you won't.
At the end of the day, just be kind to one another.
Yes.
Point blank and period. Hold the door open for everybody. Open the door for Absolutely. Somebody else. Open the door for yourself. Be kind to everybody.
Yes. Of his duties.
Yes.
Speaking of dating and relationships, so there's like this movement of women who have decided to remain celibate, mm-hmm. right? Or just celibate for a time period, or like born again virgins, or I'm gonna wait till I get married, even though I've actually had sex before and I'm not a virgin. From the guy's side and women, but is it a turn on? Like, is a woman sexier, or is there something appealing about her if she's like celibate, or she says, you know what, I'm not doing
First of all, you can't be no born again virgin.
No, yeah.
Like, once you done did it, you can't undo it. Okay. This ain't customer service. You can't go back and return nothing. You can't do that.
5 years and you have not had sex. That's a nice amount of time to say.
No, but you already done did it. You can't undo it.
No, I don't believe you can say you're a virgin, but you can say that you have reborn.
You can't. You haven't reborn anything. It's on vacation. It is a dry spell. There are other terms for it.
Yeah, is it?
We are about being celibate. Personal on 30-ish. Right,
well, that's how you're supposed to be.
No.
Oh.
So do I think it's attractive? I mean,
that's what everybody wanted to know.
Is it a turn on?
So I have two sides to answer this. My Christian value walking in the light side says yes. That's a huge turn on. I think it's a tremendous amount.
Are you being celibate or a virgin?
Both.
Okay.
Both. But even being a born-again virgin, I think
ain't it's no born-again.
Agree to disagree, but that takes a tremendous amount of willpower.
Yes.
Especially as we get older and our hormones grow and all that. On the other side, as a man, seeing like a beautiful woman or dating a woman, I mean, like, of course you have that physical attraction and you want to be physical with that person. So it can be tough. I think it obviously just depends on the guy.
Well, do you think it's different being in your 30s versus being in your 20s? Do you have a different perspective?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
I mean, when you're in college and when you're 20 and you're out partying and doing stuff.
And she's like, I'm going to wait till I get married to have sex.
That's going
to
be, that takes a strong sense of maturity to honor that and respect that and mm-hmm. to be with a girl like that, or for a girl to be with a guy who's made that decision. That's why you always see Christians get married at the age of like 20.
Yeah, because they're like, look, I can't wait that long.
Couples get married and it's like, oh, are they Christians? Yeah, they are Christians.
But the thing that, okay, because they get married so young, they find that a lot of people get, because you change so much from when you're 20s to 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, I wonder if, like, you experiment with different people. I'm not saying go out and, like, be a train stamp or something, but but, like, go be with people. And you know, it was something, like, and this is personal, but, like, my husband and I never, like, I don't know his number, he doesn't know my number, but the fact that I like that he's been with other people and has had experiences, and to be honest, I think if I wouldn't have been with people prior to my husband, mm-hmm. I would be super curious, and I think that's why people get divorced.
Yeah, yep. Very, very true.
Well,
cheating.
But here's the thing. I think when you reach a certain age, you start looking at relationships different. And when someone does want to wait on sex, I think it is a turn on because you know what that means? That means that they're wanting to get to know you. Yeah, and they're wanting to really connect with you so that when you do get it on,
it's a deeper,
it is something beautiful. It is deeper. Like when you connect with someone, not just physically, but like mentally and like it, like it's better than just feeling like, thank you for the night, and then you know you head on. You know,
you have nothing to look forward to. Steve Harvey is all about the 90-day waiting period.
Yeah,
get to know someone for 90 days.
I'm about waiting until you make me happy, and I can prove that you are a respectful, honest, genuine young man. Longer than 90 days, honey, you got to wait. So, I mean, I think it's, I think everybody's barometer is what it is, and it's not just women waiting. If I met a guy and I'm dating him and he said he's waiting, I would absolutely respect that because I've went so long without sex. Like, the willpower of a champion, okay? I mean, it's cool. You do have to have, it's a mental game. And then, you know.
But how many men have we met that really want to hold off that long?
There are some out there.
There's some men that do want to wait because they feel like they've experienced a lot, they've dated a lot, they've had a lot of sex, and unfortunately, I guess at a certain point, it just gets redundant, and there is nothing deeper beyond the physical.
Just the physical.
And so they want, like, more of a connection. Like, there's somebody I'm dating now. He's like, I don't, you know, want us to do that. I'm like, perfect.
Cool. And if that's your pattern, like, as a man or even a girl, and you're sleeping with people that you're consistently dating back and forth, if you're seeing that pattern and nothing's working out in terms of a long-lasting relationship, change something in your strategy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that, going celibate or not jumping in bed so quickly, might be a nice change in your... Mm-hmm.
Well, some of us don't have a self-opposed celibacy. It's just happening. There's no river running deep or anything like that. We are just on our own. That's what we are. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about, because I'm starting to realize as I get older, I don't know if things just irritate me more. And I feel like my list of pet peeves are starting to grow. What are some of your pet peeves?
My biggest pet peeve, and I get super heated about this, is when people who don't have children try to give you advice, parenting advice.
Oh, yeah.
I have a 3-year-old son, so when someone who literally is like, oh, well, can't you just do this, or can your son stop crying, which no one's ever said to me, Lord help them if they did, but I mean, that, I get so, like, my face is turning red right now. Like, that's how heated I get. Yeah. You don't have children, Lord help you if you try to, tell me how to parent my child.
I know I did that to Maria once.
When
we were supposed to meet, and she was like, oh, I have my son. I was like, well, can't you just pack him up and bring him over? Like, I mean, that's totally fine.
No.
And I was like, I don't get it. He can come over, just bring some toys. He can run around. We'll play.
Yeah, it was at one in the afternoon. I'm like, okay, pretty sure that's nap time. It's an hour. Like, there's all these lists of things.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't try to tell me how to parent.
Yeah. Oh.
You were just like, didn't know.
I tell. I sometimes tell my sister how to parent when it comes to my niece.
That.
I can see how that can be very.
It makes my blood boil.
Yeah. Mm.
I made him. Like,
right. You didn't make him alone?
Yeah.
Oh, but now it's us.
It's not telling me how to parent.
I don't feel like anything really irks Asha.
Asha, where Asha come
from?
Where she
is?
Somebody new.
I'm trying to irk her a little bit.
Hey, girl.
Actually, I am pretty calm, but one thing that really bothers me is judgment. And mine's similar to yours. I hate being asked, why don't you have children? You know, when are you going to have children? Why don't you have this? Why aren't you working a full-time job? Why aren't you doing this? Stuff like that really bugs me. It's like, it's my life. It's my decision. Yeah. Let me work it out. Like, why is it your concern? I mean, you've got your kids. You don't have them. That's your deal. But why are you coming down on me? I don't think that's... I mean, if my parents or my immediate family is not bothered by it, I don't think it's anybody.
But even if they were, you're not bothered by it.
Exactly. Yeah, people being nosy and rude.
Well, there's a lot of people that are nosy and rude.
Stop asking her when she's going to have kids.
Judgment.
Speaking of rude people, that is my pet peeve. Like, rude people. Like, when I go out, I always think about, like, how someone treats others is a reflection of how they'll treat you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go out and people are just mean and rude for no reason, like take servers at restaurants, for instance. Like, I always, whether they tell me their name or not, I'm like, what's your name? You know, like, I genuinely want to know, because I don't want to be like, hey, excuse me. I want to be like,
hey, when you do that too.
Cindy, yeah. Like, what, you know, can you help me with this? Like, I genuinely feel like respecting other people is just what we should do. And yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that, and it's just a total turnoff. Mm-hmm. And it's a pet peeve of mine, and I just think it's unnecessary, and it's cool. It's not cool. It's cruel.
Well, speaking of rude people, I feel like these people are rude. When you are trying to make a left turn and there is a crosswalk and people are walking, yeah. Like, get your ass cross the street. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to turn and I only have a certain amount of time. Like, there's cars coming, maybe the arrow isn't there, and you just walk around like, oh, it's a lovely day. I'm like, get across. Yeah. Oh, yeah, are they texting or something? It's like, look, if you know somebody's trying to make a left turn and you on the crosswalk, get your ass across the street.
But that's crazy to hurry up.
Yeah, because I do what's called a trot. Yeah. Like, you just kind of, like, trot. Yeah, it's very much, it's very arms down, very Carrie Bradshaw, just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, excuse me. But other people are just like, dum, 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 yeah. And I'm just like, ain't nobody got time for that.
My biggest pet peeve is when people say they're too busy, or people say that they're busy. Like, your word is your bond to me. Mm-hmm. So if we have agreed on a deadline or a date for you to deliver something and you don't, and I come to you and say, hey, where is that? I work in medical sales, so there's a lot of deadlines. I'm in court and communication with a lot of people throughout the day. So everyone's busy. I feel like that is such, that is not a cop-out. It's the worst excuse. When I hit someone up, I'm like, hey, you never sent me that memo, or you never sent me that email. Oh, sorry, I've been busy. Everybody's busy. That's not an excuse. Your word is your bond. If you tell me you're going to do something, do it.
I'm not sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
They just probably, that's the easiest thing to say, I'm busy. Maybe they actually did forget and they're just not good at taking notes. That's one thing. And people just don't want to fess up to their weaknesses.
Exactly.
Like,
just say
I've said it before. It's not, and I always be like, I'm not that busy. I just forgot. I literally just forgot.
But if you're honest and you tell me that, like, you know what, Steven, I'm sorry. I forgot to jot down a little
most
reminder.
Most people are liars, okay? We're not dirties. We know this. Most people lie.
I think I respond too quickly. Like, as soon as I see something, I'm just like, because I just need to take care of it so that way I don't have to worry about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
The thing with me, and it's just a personal thing, I always am mindful of how my words and things that I do are taken by others, right? Mm-hmm. So I like to let things marinate. I organize my thoughts, and then I speak and respond. I don't, like, I'm not that immediate person, because when I do that, I type the wrong thing, I send a message to the wrong person, like, I say what I didn't mean to say, I forgot to say something, like, it's not all these things. So I'm more of a, I take my time when I respond to things. It's not a rude thing or me just saying I'm busy. It's just like, you know what, I'm letting that marinate so I can say exactly what I need to say, how I need to say it, and be done with it, okay?
I think I jumped on someone's pet peeve at the beach. I took my dog to the beach in this area. I guess you're not supposed to have dogs. And this lifeguard came over and started harassing me and my friend, saying...
Harassing?
Yeah. This was like his whole deal. No dogs allowed on his beach. And he was like, you can't have your dog here on the beach. I was like, oh, he's a service animal, or emotional support animal. And he's like, well, if I really wanted to be a jerk, I'd ask you for your papers on that, but I'm going to let you slide this time.
Oh. So is your dog a...
He is. I went on the website and did it. And okay. I'm one of those people.
Those people.
But I guess, like, that's like a big issue. I mean, is that an issue for you guys?
It actually
like
is.
People bringing pets everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
not for me.
First of all, I think we all loved animals. Let's get that out the way.
And we understand that people treat animals like kids.
Like their kids. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I love dogs and everything like that. But what I don't think people are sometimes mindful of is that the space that dogs take up is not as controlled as a human, right? Mm-hmm. So when they're in the grocery store, they're just running around because they're animals. Like, and they just like free and kicking it, right?
Yeah.
You as their owner need to control that. And I think what some owners don't get is like, you don't know when someone's personal experience has been with a dog. Like, if they've been attacked, I've been chased. And some of us have had these encounters with animals that we don't know.
Yeah.
It's not cool because... You gotta be respectful of other people's personal space, and some owners are just not.
Personal space is definitely, like, I'm jumping right on board with you because just that's my, I guess it kind of is a pet peeve as well, is when people don't follow rules and there's the dogs at the park or, like, you're stepping in dog poo and people don't pick it up.
Or they're not on a leash and they're supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So things like that. Like, we live by a park and people, like, take their dogs and the dogs poo everywhere and then, I'm running and I'm stepping
in poo.
Okay, so I'm gonna pick her up.
Okay,
so that's beside the point.
But everybody
is. But let me say, like, we were, I mean, I've consciously been at parks and things where people are eating food and people tie their dogs up and walk away from them. And the dog is literally like slobbering on my face. I'm not very big. So like the dog was like right there. But I'm saying like that's the kind of stuff that I think is just inconsiderate.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And that's actually irresponsible. Like as a dog owner, I am courteous. Like it drives me nuts too. I'll see poop all over the place when I walk my dog and it drives me crazy because I think that is our responsibility. Yeah, you wouldn't let your kid roam around naked and poo everywhere in the park, right? Yeah. Right? So at the same time, we have that responsibility. But I'm all about taking my dog everywhere with me. I want him to enjoy things with me. He's my companion. He's my friend.
Do you have a big dog or small dog?
He's small. He says, oh my God.
You don't know your own dog. You don't know your own dog.
So much love.
He's a multi poo. But I am very, very cautious and concerned about other people. So yes, my dog is always on the leash.
Well,
I don't even let him go up to anybody, you know, without them feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
He stays with me at the grocery store. I don't take him to the grocery store because I think that's kind of weird, but if I'm in an emergency situation, I'm actually carrying him, or he's like in a cart or something. He's
They some people put their dogs in the cart, which is why I disinfect everything I touch at the grocery store. Because your dog's booty is not supposed to be on the in the cart where I put my food.
Right.
Sometimes I don't have a problem with people bringing their dogs. Like, just don't let your dog be all up in where I am.
Right.
But the one time I realized I did have a problem was I went to Sprinkles recently. And I was getting my favorite cookie, which is the oatmeal flake cookie.
Amazing. Wait, at Sprinkles
really
and cookies?
Yes, they have cookies.
Yeah.
And they are amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
No, they have cookies too. And Sprinkles send them cookies in. But someone had their dog, and they left, and it just smelled like wet dog all throughout there. And I'm like, now listen, you want to bring your dog, that's fine. You bathe that thing before you take it from
So you know how, like service animals are mostly dogs, and you see a lot of dogs on planes, and sometimes a cat. You don't really see a lot of other animals.
Yeah.
So there was this article that was going viral on a flight, domestic flight. A guy had his turkey.
Stop it!
Certified as a service animal on the plane, had a turkey in his own seat. Because he had the documentation, he was allowed to carry a live big ass turkey on the plane. Y'all can Google it.
And if I bought that seat next to him, I would have went ham.
You wouldn't have went ham. You would have went turkey.
Wait, was he wearing like a diaper? Because birds like can't control when they poop.
I don't think so. There's a selfie. The guy took a selfie.
And was there a seat for the turkey? Separate seat.
That's where you have completely tried. Your entire life.
Period.
Entire life.
Unacceptable.
Well, we are not trying our entire life.
No.
We have so many more topics to talk about. Oh, we have Erin coming up. Erin Tillman, dating specialist, coming up in just a minute. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here on 30-ish.
From The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. We're your twice weekly broadcast of one man's midlife crisis and the mad millennials in Star Trek uniforms that follow him.
And I'm one of those millennials, Lauren LeGrasso here. We've had some amazing guests like Russell Simmons, Ileana Douglas, and Craig Gass. Coolio, right?
Christian Blatt in the house to tell you to go to thetomorrowshow.com to check us out. We're live every Monday and Thursday from 10 to midnight Eastern. That's thetomorrowshow.com. Be there, be square, whatever that means.
Welcome back. Now, we are all trying to find that special someone, but lately it has turned into a nightmare. So we have some tips in order to find your happily ever after. Attention class, it is now time for Dating 101.
Today, we have the fabulous dating coach, Erin Tillman. in studio with us. She's been featured in Men's Health, on the TV show Big Women, Big Love, and on her radio show on KCLA here in LA.
Yay.
What's up, Erin?
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I can't wait to talk about dating. There's so much to talk about.
So this is the thing with dating, and especially in our 30s, like, everyone just is at a point where they're like, why does no one like me? So what are some tips that you can give for someone to finally find their Prince Charming or princess or queen, however you want to label them?
Yes. Well, here's the first thing I'll say. I'll run through some places to meet people. Mm-hmm. But first, I will say, we were just talking about this earlier. Get rid of unrealistic expectations.
Yes.
Because you can meet someone literally anywhere, okay? Yes. But if yes. you have this filter that no one's good enough, then yes. you're never, it doesn't matter how you meet them or who introduces you or how amazing Very they true. Are, you're never going to really see it.
Well, see, that's how I always feel, is that people have this long laundry list of what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And to me, it reminds me of the movie Weird Science, where they're trying to piece together somebody and create the perfect,
or,
you know, man or woman.
Get yourself together. Like, yes. I always say this, like, I have expectations out there, mm-hmm. but I'm
which
not
you
going
should.
To. Right, which you absolutely should, especially if you're a quality woman like myself.
Or a quality woman such as myself.
Yes.
But I don't, I require certain things, but I don't expect anything that I don't already bring to the table myself.
Yeah.
So if I want you to be a homeowner, yes, I'm a homeowner. If I want you to own your car, I own my
Is
own car.
Is this a dating service? Is that what's happening right now?
You do look like one of those dating people that's like, hi, my name is Naina Drake. I own my own car and home.
I think you started off properly. Is like, you got to check yourself too, and say, you know what? What am I bringing to the table? And am I actually ready?
Yes, and a lot of people haven't looked inward to see what they're bringing. And, you know, because what do they say? They attract what you are.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain phrase. I can't think of it right now. But you do attract yourself in some ways. So if you're all messed up and you're meeting people who maybe aren't as
all
good
together.
As you want, maybe you should look at oneself.
Yeah. Now, for those of us who have themselves together, what are some tips on where we can meet people, men, women, gay,
everything.
Straight, everybody?
Yeah, regardless of gender, lifestyle, etc. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways you can meet someone, especially in LA. I will say this. There's one, I saw some segment, it was like a skit on Saturday Night Live, and it was Kenan Thompson, and he was playing like Ortiz or someone. He was like, there's a new dating app, it's called Go Outside. You know what?
Right.
That's actually true.
So
like,
true.
There are tons of people all around us.
Oh, so you're trying to say Pokemon Go is actually a dating app?
You know what?
Low-key,
you know,
people have met on Pokemon
Go.
I've never played it, so whatever.
I haven't either. I don't have space on my phone. That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But no. But that's true. I mean, you're in a gathering and a group of people who have a similar interest, Pokemon, meeting in a certain area. So you know you have at least one thing in common already. Right? But so, in all seriousness, though, I mean, you could do the dating app, online dating scenario, which I, you know, actually recently met someone very interesting on an online dating site who's amazing.
Okay.
Who's amazing. So they do work, but again, you gotta make sure your filters are clear, right?
Yeah.
So online dating apps. I actually am a matchmaker too.
Yes.
And so if you have the funds, the cash money, you could pay someone to do matchmaking for you.
Does it cost a lot?
It, depending on the matchmaking agency, yes. Anywhere, it's in the thousands, let's say.
But do women pay as well? Or
yeah,
if,
both
okay,
do.
So
both,
men and women pay.
Yes.
Listen,
anyone,
I still owe Sally Mae. Ain't nobody trying to pay another thousand.
Guess what? I'm gonna go outside. And meet somebody at
outside.
The grocery store.
But at least,
I meet people everywhere, really.
Yeah.
But at least that is an option.
Well,
like,
and for like CEOs or people who are kind of famous, who don't want to be online and put their picture up there, you might hire someone because there's more anonymity there.
Yeah.
You know? So, and people who are lazy and have a lot of money.
Or just busy and don't have time.
And busy.
Yeah.
Yes. So online dating apps, matchmaking, networking events are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, especially if you're looking for someone kind of ambitious and entrepreneurial, like, networking events are great. Naina?
What? Why are you looking at me?
I mean, I'm just saying that. I mean, that's an option for
but
you.
But I definitely, I meet people everywhere. The blessing is that God brings me awesome angel men everywhere. At the gas station, crossing the street, grocery store, I can't reach that. Can you get that for me?
Well, can you have your dog bring me some
legit.
Men too?
Legit. No, we're going to have a
ask
fun
the
day.
Universe.
Tony and I are going to go. We're going to do an adventure, and we're going to recorded, and we're gonna let y'all see.
Can I come on that adventure?
No, it's gonna be him. You'd be like the hidden camera. Yes. You could be in the back room, but I'm gonna show him my little. You know, just
your
be nice.
Tricks of the trade.
They're not really tricks. I don't like to use that word because it's just me, just being me. Actually, yeah. It's literally I can't reach this. Can you get this? But I just so happen to look for a tall, attractive young man that can get it for me.
I hope you're not standing there all day waiting for a tall, attractive man to come and pick up something.
I need those chips.
But right. it's not even that. Sometimes it's just like, you know somebody that might like you, and you're like, oh, you might not like him, but let somebody like you for a second. It feels good.
She's right.
Okay. So networking events.
The other things that are kind of great are singles events. Now, you have to choose them wisely, because there are some singles events that feel a little old-fashioned.
Yeah,
what kind of single events are we talking about?
Well, I used to run speed dating events for a company here in L.A. Those mm-hmm. were really fun at times. And then they had other games like hunt and match games. So basically it's kind of like a scavenger hunt.
That's life already.
Literally.
I'm hunting for my match.
Right. See? Exactly. Yeah. They also had a game where it was called lock and key parties.
Uh-huh.
So the men wore a key and the women wore a lock. It was heterosexual parties. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of anatomically like the men wore a key and the women wore a lock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you walk around and see what key fit in what lock mm-hmm. at the party. So it's kind of an icebreaker to start talking to each other.
Right.
So singles mm-hmm. events can be interesting if you choose wisely.
Uh-huh.
But also, I mean, listen, I hate to say it, but work, you know, if it depends on what
that
work can
you
do.
Very...
Yes, I don't. That's not number one on the list.
But I've known some people who
this.
Have been fraternizing at the workplace.
Yeah, and then if you meet that person, you like, oh my God, this is the person, and one of you quits. So then you're not like having yeah. like
I'm not quitting my job.
Things.
Thank you. When I get a job, I'm not quitting my job. I need all my coins.
So yes. You can't meet nobody.
Unless he gonna make enough for both of us.
You can't meet enough. See, okay, you sound like Rochelle. My man got two jobs. Ain't nobody
trying
to do that.
I just feel like unfortunately I've seen it go south.
No, and it's
and
not number one.
Yeah.
But it can because
but it's a possibility
is,
though.
Yeah, because you really do get to know people if you're there all the time with them. But I would suggest if you do meet someone at work, then one of you probably shouldn't work there.
I've never
after you connect.
Done that.
Yeah.
Like I've liked and had a I've had crushes for sure.
Oh yeah, I've definitely had
some work crushes.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Work crushes are fun.
But I just think it's very.
Okay. I mean, I want to add it to the list, but just be careful if you.
Yes.
Be careful. Everyone.
Yeah.
Be
Proceed
careful.
With caution.
Now,
exactly.
Back to the single events. Like, where can you find, mm-hmm. you know, these single events? Because I feel like
the
they're kind of
interwebs.
Hidden. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Google search. I mean, there's a lot of companies here in Los Angeles that specialize in singles events. I won't name them here because no one's paying me money to
Absolutely.
Name them. But
you
do.
Get your coin.
But you do any sort of search and you'll find a ton of them, you know?
Yeah.
The other kind of single event that I think is really fun and more hip, cool, like trendy and up to date is what are they called? When you bring wingman parties. Those are so fun. So what you do is, so we all
be
three
wingman.
Of us, yeah, exactly. So she would be your wingman and he would be yours. And so you would go to this party and then you'd be like, oh, this is my friend Tony. And isn't he fabulous? If you said, oh, I like that person.
This
right?
is going to turn into an episode of Dora the Explorer
really
where we're going we to look at the guy and be like, now, is that for you or for me? Like, are we going to?
No, I have a good radar.
I'm
so
glad
I'm
you
not
do
because
mine is null and void.
I have a great radar and I'm good. You know what I was going to recommend? And I've done this. I mean, I go out with my girls or, you know, solo dolo.
Yes.
Shopping is a good way to meet someone. And happy hours.
Happy hours, great. I mean, bar, club, all that stuff can work.
Yeah.
Shopping. Explain the shopping to me. I've never thought
I mean,
about this
I shop
one.
Anywhere there's things to buy.
Yes.
It's, you know, if it's like...
Because you're trying to reach those high
if
things.
If it's like
for
the
dating,
grocery
though.
Store, if it's like, yes. I was just at a clothing store yesterday. I won't say the name because they're not sponsoring us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very... attractive young man there. I mean, people walk up to me and start talking to me. I don't necessarily say that I talk to them because I feel like I'm more old-fashioned. They approach me unless I actually need help.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's like some attractive guys like
okay
out shopping,
but
ladies.
See, but,
like, keep
but
your
here's
eyes
the
open.
Problem with shopping. I agree. Keep your eyes open, but with shopping especially because I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that especially, I think a lot of women in heterosexual relationships want the guy to take the lead, but then they sometimes take the alpha role and then wonder why the guy isn't taking the lead. So very it's very true. Important to be aware of what role you're like you guys know the app Bumble. I know they're not paying me, but I'll bring it up.
Yep.
I have problems with that app in some ways. I like the idea of it, but what ends up happening is that if the woman make, by the way, for those of you who don't know, Bumble basically it's like Tinder, but the women make the first move and have to message the guys first. I think it's only heterosexual. I think.
No, there's there are gay men on there.
You can seek whoever you're seeking.
There are.
Okay,
so
awesome.
And then, but then that's where it gets confusing because we don't know who's supposed to message who
first. Exactly. Yeah.
That's so true. I never thought about that. Yeah.
But this is where it gets complicated because then a lot of women are like, oh, I want the guy to make the first move and I want them to like, you know, set the tone. But then if the woman has the message first, she's automatically making the first move and kind of being the alpha straight out the gate, which is weird. And then the guys can kind of relax and get a little bit lazy.
Well, the reason why I definitely take the back seat when I'm out shopping or just out and about is because you got to pay attention to your surroundings.
Yes.
And I've noticed that the men have been with someone at the store and they will find their way to my area. Yes.
Oh, no, that's not okay.
Like, linger by me. Like, what are you shopping for?
No, but you're not paying attention to those guys,
right?
Because
you lingering.
No, I'm not lingering. I'm looking at pots, and you found your way over to the pot aisle, and I'm just trying to get some pots, and I know you with her, and you need to go be with her.
See, you got to be careful where you shopping.
So
if you shopping in IKEA, you might not want that.
I'm not in IKEA. I was in, like, Target or something, and this gentleman was very attractive. Oh, my gosh, so hot. But I knew he was with someone, so I basically walked the other way when he came my way. I was
smart, because you don't want to get involved.
I don't want none of them problems.
So really quick before we have to wrap things up, you mentioned Brumble was like okay, but what are some other apps that you would recommend for people?
Gosh, you know, with dating apps and online dating sites, it all depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because the one thing I'll say about specifically Los Angeles, where we live, there you can literally find any lifestyle. We all make the assumption here that everyone wants the same thing, which is not true, and that's where we're set up to fail. To assume that everyone wants to be monogamous with kids 6 months after meeting each other, it's not the case. There's polyamory, there's open relationships, there's people who want to be monogamous, there's people who are, you know, saving themselves for marriage and not having any sex. I mean, there's all kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that we get really clear with ourselves. So then once you're clear, there's dating sites and apps for polyamorous people, there's dating sites and apps for swingers, there's dating apps for Christian dating. I mean, there's literally everything. So number one, single people, get clear on what you're looking for, and then use the interwebs to find a dating app or dating site that matches that
works
for you.
Perfect. Well, Erin, thank you so much for dropping your knowledge on us.
You.
I appreciate it.
I hope it was helpful. I hope it was helpful.
We hope so too. Y'all go out there and get your man.
Stay tuned because we're going to have an adventure. I'm going to be Tony's wing girl.
We're going to see how this goes.
I think he's going to end up being my wing.
Most likely.
But it'll be fine regardless, so stay tuned.
Right. Yay. So you guys don't have to fly away. We have more 30-ish coming up in just a second.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. We want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info.
What a great discussion today. I think we had a lot of fun here, right?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, awesome time. Special thanks to Erin Tillman for coming down and sharing her dating tips.
I love her.
Hopefully those tips will help a lot of you out there.
Yes.
And we are going to be back on Wednesday with some more excitement and some great topics to talk about. So make sure that you join us and tune in for more 30-ish.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.